Welcome to this demonstration of using Find My iPhone to find your AirPods. And of course, besides being able to play a sound on the AirPods to be able to track them down in the house, of course, you can also look them up on the map in Find My iPhone to see where they were last detected. So I'm primarily going to show you how to use the Find My iPhone sound function to locate them in the house, which is particularly useful if you happen to be blind or low vision and you don't know where you've put them down in the house. Now, a bit of a trick with using these is that if you've got voiceover currently running through the AirPods, it's going to be a little bit hard to use them. But then if you plug in a earpiece into the iPhone itself, i.e. 3.5 mil or an adapter going to the lightning connector for a pair of headphones, that will disconnect the AirPods, and then you should be able to use voiceover on the iPhone to listen to what you're doing with Find My iPhone. But anyway, I've currently got my mixer, i.e. we'll pretend that I've got a 3.5 mm headphone jack plugged into my iPhone, and I'm currently using voiceover. And I did previously have the AirPods running through Bluetooth, and of course, as soon as I plugged in the 3.5 mm jack, it's now going through the external audio. All right, so let me just ask Siri to open up Find My iPhone. Hey Siri, open Find My iPhone.
Find My iPhone. Find My iPhone. Heading.
And now I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around using voiceover to a heading.
Speaking rate. Volume. Audio ducking. Punctuation. Sounds. Hints. Containers. Headings.
Down two. Flick down with one finger.
Find My iPhone. Heading. My devices. Heading.
My devices. Now if I flick to the right.
David's iPad. Online. Now. 0 kilometers away.
Okay, David's iPad is 0 kilometers away. I think that's at home as well. Flick to the right again.
David's AirPods. Online. Now. 0 kilometers away.
I'm going to do one finger double tap on that.
Selected. David's AirPods. Online. No features visible.
And then I'm going to tap my finger down to where the home button is down the bottom and bring it up a little bit.
Actions. Button.
And we've got an actions button. One finger double tap on that.
Actions. Or back button.
Tap my finger down to the home button again to bring it up a little bit.
Play sound. Button.
There's the play sound button. If I double tap on that.
Play sound.
Now hopefully through the mic you can hear that chirping sound. And interestingly, when I activated that, voiceover has gone through the AirPods as well. If you can hear that chirp, that's about 3 meters away from where I'm currently sitting. So I'll just go and grab one of them. It's the only one doing at the moment. Now, what I normally do is, because the sound and voiceover is going out to the AirPods, I've lost local control of sound, but because I know where the button is on the screen, so I just tapped it, it's not too bad. So I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on my iPhone, and I've stopped it. But I've still got sound coming through my AirPod. So let me just take my audio cable out, plug it back in again. Now, I'm going to touch my screen. I've got a funny feeling it's going to be loud.
Play sound. Button.
It's not too bad. It's going to turn down a little bit.
Back button. Action.
All right. So that was sort of one AirPod. Now, I normally have one AirPod in all the time when I'm using it, primarily because I use it till it's flat. Then I put it back, that one back in the charging case, take the other one out, and keep going through the day, cycling them both around. So I rarely have two AirPods out at the same time. Now, what I've just done, I've switched the audio back to my AirPods because I just want to show you one final feature. That if you are trying to track two of them down at the same time, i.e. you've got two AirPods on your desk and you're getting distracted by them both playing to find just one of them, then this is what you can do. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold the AirPod, or one of them at least, up to the actual mic. And if I touch my screen.
Play sound. Button.
Okay, we've got play sound. So I double tap on that. And they're going to hear one sounding a bit louder because I've got that on the microphone. So if I flick to the left.
Mute left. Button.
I can mute left.
Stop
and
playing.
Clicking to the
button.
Right.
Mute right.
And
button.
I can mute right.
Stop
and
playing.
Let me just
button.
Double tap on stop playing. Take the AirPod away from the mic. Now let me just take my cable out and pop it back in again. If you're wearing the AirPods when you try and play the sound, you'll actually get a warning saying one or both of your AirPods may be in use. Please be careful of the volume, basically. And then you get an OK or play sound button as well. So two-finger scrub.
Find my iPhone. Help. Button.
And of course, I can just close the app now by just pressing the home button.
Mail.
Okay, and that's how you can use Find My iPhone to locate, find your AirPods, either by playing a sound of them if they're in Bluetooth range, or looking up where they were last located on a map. So on my one, for example, it said last located 0 kilometers ago because they're at home. And of course, if the AirPods are flat, it goes without saying that the play sound function will not work, but at least you'll be able to tell where they were last seen as far as the map system goes, i.e. did you leave them at work, etc. But anyway, that completes this demonstration of how to use Find My iPhone to find your AirPods. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.